Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It looks like Republicans will not only keep the House, Republicans are going to make great gains in the House. That's right. It's a big deal. A big deal as the numbers come in. Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here again. Camera's back on the wall. All right. Let me bring the camera back. Come on. Yeah, we're going to keep the House and then some. And looking like right now we're going to have how many seats, Matt DeSantis? You did the numbers for us. You ran the numbers real quick, right?
Well.
And at least from what the decision desk on the Hill is saying.
Yeah, so as of right now, and the Hill's a little bit ahead of some other outlets, but they're saying that Republicans have secured 216 seats and Democrats have secured 204 seats. That was as of late last night. And then their current projection is, assuming everything goes according to plan, Republicans will have 222 seats. They need 218 for control. Democrats will have 213. So that's good news.
That's fantastic news. Amazing. You know, Scott brought up our buddy Scott Perry, and thank God Scott Perry's going to keep his seat because he is a true fighter for freedom and liberty, no doubt about that. So I'm very, very happy about that. Welcome back to our 4 o'clock hour. We have an abbreviated show for you today. We're off the air at 5:30 because of some sporting contest, and I'm very sad about it. I am. I'm definitely sad about it. I was looking forward to being on the air till 7 o'clock on the Friday after the election when I'm exhausted and haven't slept. But I'll get by. Somehow. Actually, we're going to take Patrick out to begin his birthday weekend celebration. Then we'll have 16 boys here tomorrow night for his birthday party. And at some point, I'll leave to go to New York. And probably my wife will change the locks while I'm gone. But I will be on Fox News Saturday night tomorrow night with Jimmy Fallon. So do that. But he's going to be in town with us next week at the Media Theater, Media PA. So make sure you mark your calendar for that coming up on November 13th. Just looking at the YouTube chat for a moment. I appreciate everybody streaming. I appreciate your social media comments, too. Newman Price did what I asked. He tweeted out a picture of Scott Presser as General George Washington crossing the Delaware, heading to New Jersey to flip New Jersey blue. Or red, excuse me, from blue to red. So that's great. Thank you for doing that, Newman Price. Juan Collazo says the women in Pennsylvania swore off intercourse because the men did not vote for Kamala. Very well done with our play on Amish names. And P. Duper saying Levin is good, but you, Rich, are the heir apparent to Russia's throne. I am not worthy, sir, but thank you very much. It's an incredible honor, incredible praise. Thank you. But no, I'm not worthy of that. Look, Donald Trump. You got to realize something now, the connection that Donald Trump has with the American people. And I'm tired of celebrities and all the nonsense. But you know what the real problem is for them? I'll tell you what it is. You want to know what it is? These people are such narcissists. They thought, like, George Clooney believes people worship the ground he walks on. You know, Julia Roberts telling wives to vote without telling your husband. NPR did a whole bit the other day, a whole piece on the conservative women who were voting for Kamala and not telling their husbands. These celebrities thought you worship them. There was a wake-up call years ago when athletes figured this out, that you're playing a sport. Like, you're doing something amazing with your life, and you're making a lot of money doing it, and you're doing something that, a very small percentage-wise of the population can do and make a living at. And good for you. That's great. But we don't worship you. You're a mere mortal like everybody else. And stop your whining, too, and telling us how to live our lives, and stop complaining all the time because you make a lot more money than us, and you get to play freaking baseball or football or whatever else it is. You're living your dream. These actors go to Hollywood or New York or wherever, and then they become famous and they're celebrities, and they think, because they go to all these movie premieres and people are fawning and they're behind velvet ropes and it's like, oh my God. So they believe that they are, you know, better than everybody, and that their words should matter, that when I come down from Celebrity Mountain and I speak to you, you should do what I tell you to do. And that's not the case, by the way. We think of these people as just, some of them are good actors, some of them are better actors. You have a quote, oh, you love that quote. Yeah, Michael Jordan, Republicans buy sneakers too. Very true, very true. And you know, now that we're getting away from this DEI crap, because Tim Miller, he is a Trump-hating guy. He's got this, the Bulwark. I don't know if you ever know these people, who these people are, the Bulwark. It's all the never-Trumpers. They got together and started a podcast and a whole site and everything like this. Every now and then what I'll do is I'll take a listen to what they're saying. Same thing with Pod Save America. I dip into these things because I want to know what the opposition's saying on the other side. And Tim Miller's furious that Kamala Harris had her pronouns in her bio. And they were all lamenting the fact that, my God, we got to stop with this crap, this DEI crap. We've been saying this for years, right? They're having a wake-up call about DEI. And maybe the NFL should take this cue to stop with the garbage of watching the football games where we got to be lectured about change and the end zone, and it takes all of us, and why don't you shove it up your you-know-what and stop lecturing us at games. People have had it. We're done. I've had it. I should not have to take any more unconscious bias classes. I should not have to take any more classes telling me that I'm a sexist or that I'm a racist. Look, I'm not saying this because we're saints. I'm just saying, like, I have my wife and I have two beautiful children who came to us by adoption who are mixed race. Like, I don't need an unconscious bias class. You can kiss my ass. I don't need that. So I'm tired of it. We're all tired of it. Enough. And these celebrities come down the mountain and they think everybody worships them, and then they find out that they don't. In fact, many times we think you're nuts. We look at all your multiple marriages and we think you're crazy, and, you know, just like stop. It's like, stop telling us what to do. And the other thing is that they don't put their name on a ballot. They just lecture from afar. You know, it's easy to criticize from the cheap seats. But here's the difference. Donald Trump was a celebrity as well. He had The Apprentice. He had a highly successful show on NBC. He was a celebrity. And Donald Trump came down the escalator, didn't tell people what to do, didn't tell people how to live their lives, came down the escalator and said, I'm here to help. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to make America great again. I'm going to run for office. And all these celebrities who didn't come down an escalator, came down a mountain of worship, were like, ugh. Oh, this cretin, this man, this monster. And then they created a caricature of him because he dared to run as a Republican. You know, if Trump had come down the escalator and just announced he was running as a Democrat, they would have loved him. They would have loved him. It would have been fine. It would have been the greatest moment of their lives. They would have been so happy. But he dared to come down the escalator and announce he was running as a Republican, and that was it. He went from being one of them to being Hitler, a monster, Mussolini, a fascist, and now, according to Will Bunch of the Philadelphia Inquirer, a king. Now America's getting ready, and I love this. Amy, good for you on Twitter. She made a great point, because the Philadelphia Inquirer piece by Will Bunch is, America's getting ready now to be governed for the first time in its history by a king. So Amy 2112 says, so he wasn't a king in 2016? You guys can't keep your story straight. Which is it? Because Will Bunch in the Inquirer goes, after 248 years, America prepares for life under a king. I quote tweeted that and said, cry harder. But Amy's point is great. So he wasn't a king in 2016. I'm going to retweet that. Excellent job, Amy 21123. Look, I mean, Trump came down the escalator and didn't tell you how to live your life. He came down and said, I'm here to help. I'm going to run. I'm going to put my life on hold. And then they attacked him, weaponized him, tried to put him in prison, tried to kill the guy, destroyed the guy. And you look at that map in America, and you know what it says to me? It says that the American people appreciate that. They believe in him. 75 million Americans, and that number may go up. And we got to take a look at 2020, kids. Sorry to tell you, I'm no math guy, but these numbers don't make sense. And you know how I am. I said after it was all done, I said, all right, we got to move on. We got to move forward with our lives. It's just how it is. And we got to plan for 2024 because it'll be here before you know it. And some people got mad at me for that. And I say, look, we just have to. It's over now. We have to move forward. And we have to make sure this never happens ever again. And for that, some people were like, I'll never listen to you again. I was like, why? I don't understand. I'm acknowledging there was cheating. I'm acknowledging that there were things that went on that should never happen ever again. I'm saying, let's prepare for 2024 so it doesn't happen again. But I didn't spend every day. I didn't become obsessed. I didn't go down the rabbit holes. I just moved on because there was nothing we could do about it. And I said that to people. I was like, there's literally nothing we can do. It's over. Like, it's over. So just let's make sure it doesn't happen again. And when Trump runs again, let's make sure we have a fair election and a win. And he did. But now we got to take a look back in 2020. And now we got to really peel back the layers of the onion and figure it out what exactly took place. Because these numbers do not come close to adding up, obviously. But my point is that the celebrity issue in America, celebrities, we don't care. We think they're crazy. We think they're nuts. We think that we know that they think they're better than us, and we just have no patience for it. But they can't believe that. But this is why most of them are on the left, and it's the same mindset that politicians on the left have too, which is that we're better, we're smarter, right? We have the better experts. We have people like Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. We have the experts. We have the scientists with climate change. We have the scientists. We're better than you. We're smarter than you. And then they surround themselves and they put themselves into an insular bubble. And then they can't understand why they lost. They can't understand how they were able to lose. Because you people are so freaking out of touch. Even Bernie Sanders is yelling and saying the Democrat Party is out of touch. You're all a bunch of friggin' elites. But Bernie could have been the nominee in 2016. In fact, if the Democrats had not purposely stopped him from becoming the nominee, he would have been. Bernie would have absolutely been the nominee in 2016. He would have been the nominee in 2022. But they orchestrated a plot against him because they couldn't control him. Because that's the other thing about the elites, is that they want absolute control over all of us. That's why they're talking about social media regulation. And since they wanted to pack the Supreme Court all these years, now that Trump's going to be president, well, let's pack away. Since it was their idea, and, you know, we want to incorporate some of the Democrats' ideas into the new administration, right? I would think. How did you get it so wrong? How did you get it so wrong? David Axelrod says the Democrats' problem is they're becoming a smarty pants, suburban, college educated party. Hey, pal, that's not your, they're not becoming that. They've been that for years. They've been that. That woman yesterday, that Karen, you know, I'm a political analyst and she's going to win and you wasted your vote. Cackling out the door. That's the human embodiment of the Democrat Party. If you could take the Democrat Party and put it into a human being, and Matt, see if you can pull up that clip for me from yesterday, it'd be that woman. White, leftist, advanced degrees, thinks she's smarter than everybody, and butts her nose in people's business where they don't even ask, has to let everybody know what her opinion is on everything. It's like, nobody asked. I don't care. I didn't ask. Can't help themselves. And then think they're smarter than you and like look down on people and look down on people who work at jobs like, you know, working at a liquor store, for example. And then they just assume, well, you know, every person who's black is going to vote for us and every person who's Latino is going to vote for us. And that's just the way it is because we're better. We know what's best for them. And they're like, please stop. Stop. This is David Axelrod, and then we'll play the woman, and I'll say it. So let's start with Axelrod. And by the way, your buddy, James Carville, has been saying this about the Democrat Party for years. You're the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. And Carville told that to Maureen Dowd. He said, we're tired of these preachy liberal women telling us to eat our peas, telling us to put down the cheeseburger. I'll play the preachy liberal woman in just a second, but here's Axelrod, cut 11.
You've heard me over the last few days. I do have concerns about the way the Democratic Party relates to working class voters in this country. The only group that Democrats gained with in the election on Tuesday was white college graduates. And among working class voters, there was a big, a significant decline. The only group they won among were people who make more than $100,000 a year. You can't win national elections that way, and it certainly shouldn't be that way for a party that fashions itself as the party of working people. So I think he has a point. Mike knows this because we've been talking about it. You can't approach working people like missionaries and say, we're here to help you become more like us. There's an unwritten, kind of unspoken disdain, unintended disdain in that. I think Biden has done, programmatically some good things for working people, but the party itself has increasingly become a smarty pants, suburban, college educated party. And it lends itself to the kind of backlash that we've seen.
And the human form of that. You know, like in Ghostbusters, when their thoughts, the evil becomes a form of something, it takes the form of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. The form of everything Axelrod just said is this woman who goes into the liquor store to buy her champagne to celebrate Madam President. If everything that David Axelrod and Carville have been saying about the Democrat Party and preachy liberal women telling people how to live their lives, and how they think they're freaking better than all of us, and they look down on us, and they're snarky, and they got to butt in where they don't belong, and tell everybody their thoughts on anything when nobody asks their friggin' opinion. It's this woman in human form. Take a listen.
Okay, so we're closing in on almost 5 p.m. Eastern time, and I've been tracking everything that's been going on across the country today. And my most important encounter was when I went out to get my champagne. I was talking to the guy in the store, of course, asking him, did he vote? And he said he did early voting, and he asked me if I early voted. He asked me, why I was getting the champagne. And I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. And he just looked at me with kind of like a smirk on his face. And I said, she's going to win this, right? And he says, oh, well, it's very, very close. And I said, no, it's not. He says, well, what do you mean? I said, no, it's not. The women of America are making their voices heard. Reproductive rights is what it all comes down to. And the women are voting in numbers relative to men that are unbelievable. She's won this. And I said to him, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa. And he said, oh, but the numbers are so close. I said, I'm a political analyst. I'm telling you right now, the numbers are there. She's taking this election. And then I said to him, you realize, and he didn't tell me who he voted for, but of course I knew. And I said, you do realize you wasted your vote, right? And I didn't care. And I walked out with my bottle of champagne and happily walked home. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Who added that? That's fantastic.
That one's all me.
Oh, that's outstanding. Outstanding. Well done. Well done. Bravo, Justin. What a way to end the week. In fact, I know it's supposed to be on at 5:30, but I don't think we can. I think we just call it a day.
It's not getting any better than that.
No, you can't get better than that. We can't eclipse that. Outstanding. Oh, man. Right? Think of the movies where the life force, or whatever it is, the goo becomes human form, right? That's who that woman is. My God. It's like you couldn't have scripted that woman. You really could not have. Because if you did, like, well, write a character who is the preachy liberal woman who always butts in and tells you her opinion when you didn't ask for it and mocks you and belittles you and thinks she's smarter than you. And you came up with that, they'd be like, it's way too unrealistic. You went too far. Oh, my God. But it's real. It's real. Oh, well done, Justin. Well done. And now, we're going to probably have to play that again at some point. I know we have a short show today, but you're going to have to queue that up on Monday.
Will do.
We're going to have to start our week that way.
We could end the show with it as well.
We could end the show with it as well, too. Yes. Either way, I'm okay with it. I mean, but Axelrod is right. And so then Jake Tapper asked the question, how did you get it so wrong with Latino men? Now, the answer from that woman would be, and what she said yesterday in the follow-up clip, which is not as funny, is racism and misogyny are real. What if just Latino men, like black men, like white men, and women just want to be able to have groceries that aren't expensive and put gas in their car and live the American dream, a house they can afford? I mean, what if it's just that simple? What if they just don't hate women and they don't hate people of color, or, as the left calls them, which I hate that phrase, but... And by the way, if you ever want to see a great bit on that, look up George Carlin, why he does not use the phrase people of color. It's hysterical. But maybe they just want to have the American dream. But what do the academics and the elites always do? What they always do is they come back to the worst of humanity. They find the worst and they assume that, and they turn around and they say that racism, misogyny, the sexism, blah, 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 blah. And they do it as an excuse so they don't have to course correct. And they also do it because they love the oppression narrative. Love the oppression narrative. I'll talk to Dr. Wilfer Riley about this a little bit later in the show. But here's Jake Tapper asking Representative Robert Garcia, Democrat of California, cut 12.
I believe she completely lost Latino men in aggregate. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, look, this obviously was a rough night for us nationally as it relates to the presidency. I'm proud of the vice president, the campaign she ran. There's a lot of work to do in the Latino community. I think myself, a lot of other Latinos across the country felt the vice president was going to win the Latino vote. I mean, she obviously did win it, but the fact that we lost, particularly amongst Latino men, so much support, I think is a challenge. I think it's one that we have to work on, the Democrats have to engage in. We have to be on the ground. We have to listen and have to recognize as a party that working class issues, issues that appeal directly to people that are working out in the community, out across the country, we have got to do more to support that work and also do a much better job of messaging what we're actually doing. And so a lot of work there, but nonetheless, I'm proud of her and the campaign she ran.
But I guess my question is, how did you personally get it so wrong? There's a Latina producer on my staff from Los Angeles who's been seeing this phenomenon of the Latino community moving right for years. I don't think she was surprised. I know she wasn't surprised by what happened. You were. So how did you get it so wrong?
I was.
just in Pennsylvania, just Pennsylvania alone, right? Trump garnered 42% of the Latino vote compared to 27% when he ran against Biden in 2020. Just that simple. And so this article from the BBC about this, the state's Latino belt, an eastern corridor that has shifted to the right in the last two elections. Voters said they were not surprised by the result. It's simple, really. We like the way things were 4 years ago, said Samuel Negron, a Pennsylvania state constable and member of the large Puerto Rican community in the city of Allentown. Mr. Negron and other Trump supporters in the now majority Latino city listed other reasons that their community was drifting towards Trump, including social issues and a perception that their family values now align more with the Republican Party. The most common factor, however, was the economy, specifically inflation. Out here, you pay $5 for a dozen eggs. It used to be a dollar, even 99 cents. A lot of us have woken up, in my opinion, from Democratic lies that things have been better. We realized things were better then when Trump was president. Ahead of the election, polls also suggested that many Latinos across the U.S. and in Pennsylvania specifically were drawn to Trump's proposals to block migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border and enact much stricter immigration laws. Quote from Daniel Campo, a Venezuelan-American, said that Trump's claims of creeping socialism reminded him of the situation he left in his home country. I understand why migrants are leaving, but you have to do it the right way. I came the right way. Things have to be done legally. Many of us were worried that the borders were just open under the Biden-Harris administration. But what they'll do is they'll turn around and say that guys like that gentleman, he's just a misogynist. He's just a Latino sexist pig. Trump won a plurality of votes in Dearborn, Michigan, the most Muslim county in America by a percentage of the population. He won Starr County, Texas, the most Latino county in America by percentage of the population. And yet Sally Field was seen trashing Kamala Harris yard signs after the election. And the ladies on The View are still blaming misogyny and racism and sexism and everything else. But the good news is that at least one liberal TikToker is leaving the United States of America, and good riddance to this person. We'll miss him. This is cut number 18. I'm going to miss this genius, and I hope things work out well for him. And I hope, you know, don't mock and belittle people like this. This person's having a moment. All right. We should be sympathetic, empathetic, and understand the struggle is real. Why he wants to leave the United States of America. Cut 18.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup! I'm gonna be leaving the U.S. and I'm gonna be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes, and I'll update you guys.
Yeah. I wish him all the best. And I'm not gonna mock him for his pain. I'm gonna support him as he leaves the United States of America for... the United States of America. Where was I? We got Dr. Victoria Coates coming on. Fantastic. I look forward to that. We'll talk to a smart person. I'm very curious. Hey, at least he didn't leave the United States of America for Alaska, all right? I mean, that'd be crazy. That's nuts. That's just insane. You know, to denounce your citizenship like that, okay? To burn your passport as you walk into Anchorage. Bold move. Bold move, hot shot. Okay, listen, when it comes to relationships, they matter. They're everything. That's why we broadcast live at the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. It's not at their dealership, but they sponsor it. Judith is our studio sponsor. And I say relationships a lot because it's their guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deals available. Oh, by the way, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is on Capitol Hill right now. He's walking with Republican senators. He's wearing a polo shirt and looking very, very relaxed and happy. The vice president-elect touring the Senate. Of course, he'll become the Senate president in his role as vice president of the United States of America. Very cool. The reason for the relationships that is because Judith believes in them, and that's why you should go to Cherry Hill Volvo and say hello, all right? And they have great offers, too. Like, you can lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. Costco members save even more, up to $2,000 in additional rebates. See store for details. Please just head to the store and talk to them and take a test drive. I mean, there's never going to be any pressure. I have friends who went there 5-6 times, and then when they ultimately got their Volvo, they would never, ever feel pressure there because Judith does the right thing. And you'll love the XC90. It's a third-row family car that we drive, and I love how spacious and safe it is. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership, our studio sponsor, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's big day, big week for our local Philadelphia experts on national security and energy. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, and author of the upcoming book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's own Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Rich. The happiness has not worn off.
No, and I'm having a lot of fun with a lot of the reaction from the left. We've been playing a lot of videos, and it's just been way too much fun, to be honest with you.
We were driving down to the station on Wednesday, and my husband said we shouldn't go through Bells Mills Road because the Wissahickon Creek is probably peaking with all of the tears.
I actually froze some of them and used it in my bourbon last night. Made a giant ice ball out of it. Great, delicious.
Yeah, and the great thing is, though, the whole reason I was still up in Philadelphia was because, we were worried about the security situation in Washington, regardless of the outcome. And it was amazing. The sky didn't fall. The streets didn't run with blood. The trains were on time. There was an Uber. The whole thing was so overblown. And, it's so nice that riots and destruction are not our default reaction as Americans.
Yeah, I actually went into Costco today and people were not killing each other. They were just shopping. Yeah, it was remarkable. It really was.
Amazing.
Remarkable. So let's talk about a number of different things. I want to begin with this, though. This is a clip of Bob Woodward. He dropped a bombshell during a conversation with CNN anchor Anderson Cooper about his old partner, Carl Bernstein, about what President-elect Donald Trump might have in store for the country in a second term. I want you to take a listen to this and then react, if you could, because your former boss is mentioned in this. Cut number three.
I'm wondering what you thought last night as you watched results come in. What do you think of where we're at right now?
Well, it's the functioning of democracy. So he's president-elect. There are lots of things to watch in what will be the new Trump administration. I just want to cite one of them, and that is the relationship Trump has with Putin, the Russian leader. I talked a couple of months ago to the Dan Coats, the former director of national intelligence under Trump, and I said, what's going on in this relationship between Trump and Putin? And Dan Coats said, it's so close, it seems like it might be blackmail. CIA Director Bill Burns said, Putin manipulates. He's professionally trained to do that.
Dr. Coates, would you care to respond to all of that, please?
Who in that is my former boss?
Oh, President Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because some people mix me up with Dan Coates occasionally, and I try to make sure to clarify that I have an E in my name, and he does not.
No. I meant the president. You were the deputy national security advisor, so I figured you might have a thing or two to say.
That is all accurate. Yeah, yes. No, this is absolutely ridiculous because, unlike Bob Woodward, I was actually on a number of the calls between President Trump and Putin, and so I actually know what transpired between them. It's not my business to discuss those conversations, but Bob Woodward doesn't know what he's talking about. The man is a hack, and he has been for years. And, you know, I came closest to this when he wrote his nasty sort of postscript on the Bush administration, and then Secretary Rumsfeld gave him two long interviews, which the secretary, being a wily old cat, recorded and had transcribed. So at the day that book was released, he released the transcripts on the official Pentagon website, where they still are in the archives. And they proved how false Woodward's characterization of his conversations are. And if you look at his endnotes, people are, oh, this is history in the making. No, it's not. His endnotes are all personal conversation with the author, and he doesn't release the notes or the transcript. He changed things around for Rumsfeld, like he made negatives into positives. He had this dramatic conclusion where, you know, he was bereft of words at Rumsfeld's dereliction of duty. If you look at the transcript, he goes on for 400 more words asking Rumsfeld for a snowflake and this, that, and the other. It's completely dishonest. And this is completely dishonest. He has no knowledge of the situation. And I would say, quite frankly, Dan Coats doesn't either. He wasn't in for the entire administration. And he also wasn't on a lot of the communications. And I think the one question I would put to both of them is, if we look at the last three presidents of the United States, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden, under whom did Putin not invade Ukraine?
Right. Right.
Trump. So somehow Trump has him much more in a box than either of the other two do, which would not be the case if he was somehow compromised by him. Putin would be sitting in Kiev right now and would have been there for 5 or 6 years. That's not the case. It's just ridiculous and it's false. And I mean, Bob Woodward should know better, but obviously doesn't.
And, you know, if Trump was a Putin puppet, man, he's the worst puppet ever, right? I mean, what a lousy puppet, because the guy had to wait till he left to invade Ukraine.
Oh, he's just terrible. And he's been talking about how he's going to put very strong economic pressure on Russia, something that the Biden administration has failed to do. He's going to pressure our NATO allies to actually do what they said they were going to do 10 years ago and invest at least 2%. In their defenses, and I've taken great pleasure in informing all of them that I suspect it's going to be going up to 3, so they might want to get a move on. And, you know, that is not something a Putin puppet would do.
By the way, I just noticed a short time ago that Senator-elect Dave McCormick gave a speech, and he took his victory lap. The lesser Casey, Bob Casey, has yet to concede, but Senator McCormick will be going to Washington. J.D. Vance was just walking through the halls of the Senate, now as the vice president-elect of the United States. So I just thought that was a kind of a cool moment, because people, if they didn't know, McCormick was declared the winner by the AP, and he won. There's no pathway for Casey. So we're going to have a United States senator from Pennsylvania. That's pretty cool. There's a Republican, Dr. Coats.
No, it's fantastic. And Dave and Dina are great people. I know they're friends to you as well. And, you know, my favorite piece of reporting yesterday is that Governor Shapiro had the honor of reaching out to Bob Casey and telling him to concede, which I would have given a lot to be on that phone call. But, you know, that the whole apparatus is kind of caving in on itself now because, yeah. You know, Casey was supposed to be invulnerable. The Caseys are supposed to be invulnerable in Pennsylvania. Well, he's looking pretty vulnerable. So all these things we were told were true are not. And it's a great day for the country and a great day for the Commonwealth.
And so now that there's going to be a majority in the Senate, that means that President Trump will have a relatively easy time getting his nominations across for the cabinet. Any insight you want to share? I know last time you were on the phone with us, you said Doug Burgum for Energy Secretary. Any other little nuggets you'd like to sprinkle out?
Yeah, I don't want to get ahead of the transition team. I thought the president-elect did a great job nominating Susie Wiles to be the first woman chief of staff. Apparently, he's not afraid of smart, strong women, that, as Mark Cuban would have us believe.
That's weird. I'm shocked.
I know, making that historic appointment. And you know, and Susie, who is a lovely woman, she's not a supermodel, so she must be there for some other reason. And, you know, that was a great, I think, signal that he's bringing in his trusted inner team to do this. You know, as we've discussed, it's not really what he had last time. You know, this didn't really exist in 2016, and I think we're going to have a much more seasoned team, much more used to dealing with each other. And it's interesting when you're in these situations, there are some people you like personally very much, some people you're not as comfortable with, but you're used to each other. Mm-hmm. You know what each other are useful for and how to get along to support the boss, because that's your main priority. And so I think he's going to have a much better organization along those lines.
Yeah, it's not lost on me the use of the word each other and how you phrased it, just for the record, Dr. Coates, because, I'm a word guy. I pay attention to things. let's talk about this Iranian plot against President Trump and the fact that I guess they arrested two guys and now there's a third guy on the lam. What's going on here?
Yeah, no, these are the plots we've been hearing about since June, which is when, this has all been going on since January of 2020, when the president-elect gave the order to eliminate Qasem Soleimani. And we've talked about that in terms of my case before, but this has been going on now since then. So for more than 4 years, it's why his security always should have been a top priority for the Secret Service, regardless of his status. And, in June, some of these plots were revealed. And then 3 weeks later, we had the Butler attempt. So clearly they weren't responding to them. I'm not saying the Butler attempt was the Iranians, but just there should have been much higher protocols in place to protect him. And now we're getting some of the details. And some of these guys are Iranian. I think the third guy, I've been led to believe by the FBI, is in Iran. So there's not much we can do beside this. They did scoop up two of the people who went after Emazi Alinejad, the dissident Iranian journalist who was almost murdered a couple of years ago in New York City. And the Iranians are using foreign nationals for this, generally Central Asians, to carry out their plots. But these guys are also IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps members. So this is a higher level than we've seen before. And I think I'm doing my best to transition from former president to president-elect. The president-elect is taking this rightly very seriously, and I would say somewhat personally. You know, when somebody's trying to reach out and kill you, when you've said, we don't want regime change, we don't want another war in the Middle East, we're willing to talk, and they come back and say, we're going to kill you anyway. Mm-hmm. That's not a great start.
No. That's definitely not a great start. And is it true that Hamas has said that they are ready to end this thing since Trump was elected? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that. That all of a sudden the folks who were trying to have this go on forever realize that there's going to be a new sheriff in town, and he's not going to have a lot of time for this, and he is going to have a lot of sympathy and support for the Israelis, which they have not gotten over the last year plus. So I think you're seeing perhaps a natural posterior saving response from what's left of the Hamas leadership to say, oh, maybe we could talk. So I think that's very promising.
Well, my friend, it's an abbreviated show today. I'm getting bumped for basketball at 5:30. So I will say adieu, and thank you for everything. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week. And please pre-order the book today, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Features a foreword from Dr. Coates' dear friend, Senator Ted Cruz. And we want to make sure you buy the book now before she may be moving into a different role, possibly sometime at some point. So do it now, and maybe you'll get a chance she can sign it for you, okay? So, Dr. Victoria Coates, have a wonderful weekend. Pre-order the book today, and let's go Eagles.
Sounds good. Go Birds.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good stuff. We're totally losing her to DeSantis, aren't we? I mean, the Heritage Foundation's totally losing her, aren't they? 100%.
I would think. There's no way 100%. She's not going to get a position in the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's just a matter of which one.
She's too talented.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, she's 100% going. It's just a matter of what. And she's so coy about it, too,
It's amazing that she's even willing to talk to us.
I know. Seriously. Because now nobody from the campaign will return my phone calls. Like, we don't need you anymore. Zioli who? So Coates is all I have left. All right, so Jack Smith, the non-special counsel, psycho-obsessed with Donald Trump, is moving to drop the Trump election interference case. Good, excellent. I take a quick break here, but I'm going to come right back. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Tomorrow, this is Veterans Breakfast and Community Shredding event at his office on Riverton Road in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Come by, bring your documents you need shredded, thank our veterans, and get some free breakfast as well. VeneriaDental.com. And look, when it comes to personal information about you online, you'd be shocked to find out how much of your personal information is exposed to hackers, scammers, and just corporations that are always trying to sell you stuff. Well, part of Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo is their personal information removal. And this is a great service that actually will find relevant information about you, address, phone number, emails, and remove it. It's great. It's all part of Privacy Pro, the 3-in-1 personal privacy solution from the leader in privacy online, DuckDuckGo. And it's only $10 a month, $9.99. And if you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210 right now, you're going to get a 7-day free trial. So do it today. It's great. You get the VPN, personal identity theft restoration if it's ever stolen, and you also get the personal information removal. For $10 a month, this is a no-brainer. In this day and age of everybody hacking, spying, and stealing your data, you need the protection Personal Privacy Pro affords. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Justin killing it with the music today. The Curb Your Enthusiasm music was great. And my favorite moment of the show so far. I would be remiss if I did not remind you that Wednesday night, me and Jimmy Failla are together in Media Theater, and tickets are selling very fast. The good seats are almost gone, so you don't want to wait. Go to 1210WPHG.com right now and get your tickets. Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. in Media. Cash Bar, Failla and I are going to just have a blast together. And by the way, I'll be on the show tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on Fox News, if you want to tune in or set your DVR. This is President Trump talking about how he plans to dismantle the deep state. And I 100% believe he can achieve all this. I know he wants to. And unlike last time, he's not going to surround himself by a bunch of hacks. You heard Dr. Coates say it. He's going to surround himself by trusted people who are part of his team and have the same vision for America that he does. That's the difference. And it's going to make a huge difference, in my opinion. Cut number one.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats. And I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications.
Bravo.
So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong.
Bravo.
At least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. It doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
It's not lost on me that the Batman Begins soundtrack is playing in the background.
The music was a pretty cool touch. It made it even more powerful.
I agree. And that's the soundtrack from Batman Begins. How do I know that? Because I used to work out to it back when I worked out. And I love that soundtrack. I'm such a nerd. I know.
Why did you share that with the audience? You should have kept that to yourself.
Yeah, not even Batman, you know, could have got that out of me.
Inside voice, right? What'd you say, Justin?
I said not even Batman could have got that information out of me.
I don't know why I shared that, but I did. I bought the soundtrack and...
You're making it worse. Just stop talking.
I am. I should stop talking. That's really, it's Friday. All right. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us next. Amazing. Listen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro, it's a 3-in-1 solution you need to protect yourself online. In the age of hackers, scammers, and people that are looking to constantly sell you, you're the product. So just sign up today. Go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. This is a no-brainer. It's $9.99 a month. All right. And with it, you get a VPN, which is essential when you're online, whether you're in your home or on the road. Protecting your data, encrypting it, have to have it. You get personal identity theft restoration if your identity is ever stolen, and personal information removal for all the stuff about you that's online. For $9.99 a month, come on. I mean, that's just, think about how expensive identity theft costs. Think about how much your stuff is out there and how you can just be better protected and avoid any scams in the future. For $9.99 a month, it's the ultimate insurance policy. So what are you waiting for? Go to DuckDuckGo.com today /1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up for the 7-day free trial and try it out. You'll love it. Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.